Amis du jour, bonjour. You, my lucky friends, are the first people to experience my bold new fashion statement. Tell me, and don't be shy. What do you think?
I think you look like Barbara Eden and I Dream of Jeannie.
And you look like Chrissy from Three's Company, but I never saw that in your face. I call this look Sinbad as I want to be.
I call it a big orange diaper.
Quite a shot coming from Orville Redenbacher.
You the man, Frankie.
No, no, Moosey, you the man.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are in a good mood. I take it you won the bowling tournament?
Oh, yeah, honey. For the second straight year, the crew from Lambert Construction is the All-City Bowling League Champion.
Oh,
this is super extra fantastic. Congratulations, Frank.
God, gee.
And congratulations to you,
too. Whoa, hey, don't go there, bro.
This is Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc is Carol's new business partner. Jean-Luc is a hairdresser.
Yeah, like, I couldn't have guessed that.
Tell me, Moose, are you named after the sticky foam that goes in your hair or the big smelly animal with wood chips stuck to its buttocks?
Honey, it's so great because they took our picture, they're going to put it in the paper, and it's going to be great free advertising for Lambert Construction.
Jean-Luc, maybe the salon should enter a team in the bowling tournament.
A bunch of hairdressers bowling? I don't think so.
And what is that supposed to mean, you reject from deliverance?
Oh, yes.
Take the bread now. Have some bread. That's good. Take some bread. Listen, you guys, no offense, but we just don't feel that bowling is a sport for the shampoo and blow-dry crowd.
Oh, I see. So you think bowling is just for the beer and butt-crack crowd?
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about a little tournament, huh? Hairdressers versus construction workers.
Is this a formal challenge?
No. This is a formal challenge.
That's it!
No!
Rich, babe! Where are you, man? The client's gonna be here any minute.
I'm right here, babe. I'm on it.
All right, good work. I love your work, babe.
Love you. Let's do lunch.
Ciao.
What are you two bottom feeders doing?
We're sports agents. We represent Eric Barnes, the captain of the East Wish U hockey team. When he signs his pro contract next year for $10 million, we're going to get 10%.
10%?
Tell her how much that is, Rich.
10% of $10 million. Well, that's, carry the six. That's a lot of money.
Rich, when you walk, do you notice a rattling sound in your head?
Yeah, what is that?
Ah, it's in your head. It's probably nothing.
Good.
Ooh, there's our bonus baby now.
Eric, you stud, you Viking, you hockey Hercules, we worship you.
Are you sucking up hockey?
Like a vacuum cleaner.
I like that name.
Hey, man, we're here for you, just like Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah, man, I love that movie. Show me the money! Come on, say, JT. Show me the money! Show me the money!
That's great, guys. You know the first thing I want you to do for me?
Show you the money?
Nope. Show me a sandwich. You want us to make you a sandwich? Guys, if you're going to be my agent, you got to learn to make me happy. Because when I sign that big money pro contract, your 10% is going to make you guys very, very rich. So what do you say?
I say, show me the lunch meat!
Yes! I love the lunch meat! Show me the bologna!
I knew you guys would make great agents. Now, after that sandwich, I got a few other jobs for you. First, I want you to type my history paper.
Done.
Then I want you to wash my car.
And wax it, too.
Do my laundry.
I love your laundry. Show me your shorts!
Don't answer it. That's for me. I'll get it in the living room.
me a date with that girl.
You want me to fix you up with my stepsister?
Yeah.
Show me the stepsister!
You want it toasted?
Well, I guess we should flip a coin to see who bowls first, huh?
I think that's all right, Carol. Hairdressers first.
So, would you like to make a little wager?
Well, all right, I'll tell you what. If we win...
No, no, when we win.
You're right, you're right. When we win, you have to be our poker night slaves for a month. Okay, you have to make the beer and pizza runs, lighter cigars, empty the ashtrays, the whole thing, huh?
Fine. If we win...
No, no, when we win.
Right. When we win, you guys are going to have to stand in the middle of this bowling alley next Saturday night wearing tutus, singing Hail to the Hairdressers.
Okay. Hail to the Hairdressers? What kind of girly man song is that? Oh, you'll be fighting out soon enough.
Now stand aside, you evolutionary dead end, and watch a real kegler do it.
For God's sakes, man, this is America. Why don't you learn the language?
Why don't you get some mouthwash?
Oh, that's it.
I got peanuts, please. I got peanuts. Peanuts?
Hang that on your macho tool belt, Frank.
Okay, beginner's luck. Stand aside and watch. Frankie, howitzer Lambert.
Okay, Carol, come on, come on. Show these gosh gorillas how it's done. Just fire it right down the middle.
Okay, you got it.
That ball spent more time in the gutter than my old man.
Sorry, Jean, I guess I'm not very good.
No, don't you worry about it. I know how to make you do this good. Look, the secret of being a wonderful bowler is to picture that the middle pin is someone who really ticks you off, and then to just mow that sucker down.
Yeah, Carol, honey. You may not be aware of this, but the object of the game is to knock down some of the pins.
I think I know who's faced a picture.
Hey, Carol, you may not be aware of this, but the object of the game is to knock down some of the pins.
Eat this, Frank.
Finally finished. I have sterilized all of Eric's mouth guards.
Don't lose hope, bud. We're paying our dues. It's only a matter of time before we're rolling in dough.
And I was MVP of that game, too.
Anyway, Karen,
what I was trying to say is your eyes sparkle like fresh Zamboni ice.
That is so poetic.
Hey, you crazy kids. How was your little night on the town there?
We had a great time, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Karen, would you like to go out again on Monday?
Oh, I'd love to.
Perfect. You guys bake those brownies?
Yes, sir. Double fudge in the kitchen.
I love having agents.
Karen, thanks for agreeing to go out with Eric. We owe you big time.
No, I owe you big time. Eric is so sweet for a hockey player. Oh, I can't wait to go upstairs and ask Al which sport hockey is.
Man, do we have the Midas touch or what?
Hey, guys, I spilled!
He spilled!
Where's the spill? Eric, where's the spill?
So, Eric, it sounds like you had a great date with Karen.
Yeah, I had a real good time. Hey, guys, listen. I want you to get me a date with Julie Fleming.
Julie Fleming, but I thought you were dating Karen.
I am. Karen's gonna be my Monday, Wednesday, and Friday girl. That leaves Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays for Julie.
But Karen's my stepsister, man. I'm not sure I could do this to her.
But guys, I'm a future pro superstar. If you want me to show you the money, you got to show me the honey. Remember that.
Well, bud, we're kind of at a moral crossroads here. We can either sell Karen down the river for 10% of $10 million, or we could take the high road and do what's decent and right.
JT, I just figured out what 10% of $10 million is. It's $2.7
million. $2.7
million?
Show me Julie Fleming!
We forgot to dial.
Oh!
Time to rock and roll.
Score is tied now, Frankie.
Okay, Carol, looks like it comes down to you and me.
You the man, Frankie!
Thank you, Moose.
Easy pickup, Frank. Come on now, I got confidence in you. You the man. You can do it. You the king. You suck.
Okay, Moose.
Yeah.
They need to get at least 10 pins to win.
No problem.
To say, but you guys are toast.
It looks like you two are going to be serving nachos and margaritas at our poker night.
Not so fast, you white trash woolly mammoth. She can still win it if she makes this shot.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, John Luke. If she does make this shot, Moose and I will not only sing your hairdresser song wearing tutus,
but we'll dance the sugar plum fairy dance.
Face it, honey. There's no way you're gonna make this shot.
We'll see about that.
Come on, Carol. Put her right there.
You can't get me. Na, 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 na. If I'm gonna have to wear a tutu, I'm probably gonna need a bikini wax.
Dana, how do I look?
You look great.
Really? Good enough to say I love you?
Okay, I love ya.
No, I'm talking about Eric. I know I've only been seeing him for a week. Well, actually, every other day for a week. But I feel like I've known him forever. In fact, I think I'm in love with him.
Well, Karen, don't you think you're kind of rushing it?
I know, it's fast, but I'm going over to Eric's dorm right now. I want to surprise him and tell him how I feel. Wish me luck.
Okay, good luck.
Man,
I will be so glad when we start making money off Eric. I bet Wayne Gretzky doesn't make his agent wash his jockstrap.
You know, this whole sports worship thing makes no sense to me at all. I mean, Karen actually thinks she's in love with this guy.
In love? With Eric?
Yeah, she's really fallen for him. She's on her way over to his dorm right now to tell him how she feels.
What? Tonight? But tonight's Thursday! Thursday's a jolly day!
What are you talking about?
Rich, we gotta get over there and stop her. Come on.
What is going on?
We don't have time to explain. Sometimes we're real idiots.
Sometimes.
Oh, are you looking for Eric Barnes?
Yeah.
I think he's in the student lounge.
Thanks.
Okay.
Karen, don't go in there. Dana said why you want to see Eric. Believe me, it's a big mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to get involved with a pro athlete. I mean, they're always on the road, never home. Come on, you don't want a life like that.
Eric and I have talked about that. He said he'd take me with him on road trips every other week.
Karen, you know how that is. Girls are always throwing themselves at athletes.
Eric is not interested in other girls. He said he's only interested in me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to talk to him.
Karen, don't go in there.
Karen, wait.
Eric. Karen, hi. I wasn't expecting you tonight. It's Thursday.
I can't believe this. You said I was the only girl you cared about. You told her that? You just told me that 2 minutes ago.
Come on, girls, let's not get all worked up about this. You both get to tell your friend you're dating Eric Barnes.
Correction. I was dating Eric Barnes.
Well, problem solved. Now you are the only one I care about.
Now you're down to zero.
Fine. You're lost. I'll just have my agents over here hook me up on another date.
You know something, man? You are the lowest scum on the face of the earth. Karen is a lot better off without you because she's a terrific person. You're nothing but a slime bag.
I don't need this.
You're both fired. Get out of my way. Hey. Well, we quit, you bad person.
I feel like such a fool.
Karen, we're really sorry.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
Actually, it kind of is our fault. We kind of fixed up Eric with Julie.
How could you do that to me?
I don't know, Karen. We were really stupid. We just got so caught up in thinking about making money that we really didn't think about anything else. Karen, I'm really sorry.
You aren't the only one who's stupid. I believed him when he said he cared about me. All I know is I'm through with guys forever. I'm gonna lock myself in my room and become a bitter old man-hater like Sybil Shepherd.
Hey, Karen. You know, Eric is down there sitting all alone in his convertible.
So,
I was just thinking, you know, what a shame it would be if this bucket of dirty, disgusting mop water just accidentally fell on his head.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
But I can.
Hey! Show me the loogie! Show me the loogie! Show me the loogie! I love the loogie!
Ladies and gentlemen, could I have your attention, please? The victorious hairdressers are pleased to present the Sugar Plum Fairies of Lambert Construction.
Frank, you know I'm man enough to admit it.
I'm feeling kind of sexy.
And now, for their second number, the Lambert boys are going to sing Hail to the Hairdressers. Hit it, guys.
Hail to the hairdressers. We were mean and snooty, so they kicked our booty. Hail to the hairdressers. They're the better bowlers now.
Dance, boys.
Hail to the hairdressers. Yesterday we bred, now they're dressed in drag. Hail to the hairdressers. They're the better bowlers now.